Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On today's Do Not Be Afraid scripture, we've got Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah 12:2 says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid.
Wow.
The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation."
Hallelujah.
And amen.
That's just exciting.
It's good.
On today's call, we're going to discuss riches, honor, and a long life. You know, it's amazing what you can find in the Word of God when you read it with expectation.
Wow.
Earlier, I was reading Proverbs 22, and I knew in my spirit God was going to show me something significant, and he did. He allowed me to see, and then you, honey, as well. He allowed us to see what is required for every believer to achieve riches, honor, and the good life. Hallelujah.
That is true.
So exciting. It really is. Riches, honor, and the good life.
Found in Proverbs 22:4.
By humility and the fear of God, fear of the Lord, or riches and honor and life.
Amen.
This is one of those, if you do this, then you'll get that verses in the Bible. I like this kind of verse because it takes all the guessing and wondering out of it. This verse is so very clear. Yet we have literally read it hundreds of times without the results that I experienced when I read it on this particular day. The Amplified translation of that verse says, "The reward of humility and a reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life." It's clear. There's a reward when we adhere to, obey, and act the things that God tells us to do.
Amen. And the good news, the very good news, is that God gives rewards and wants to reward us for our obedience. And he places, and this is so crucial, God places a high value on humility. According to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, the word humility is defined as the state or quality of being humble, freedom from pride and arrogance, lowliness of mind, a modest estimation of one's own worth, a sense of one's own unworthiness through imperfection and sinfulness, self-abasement in some ways, humbleness, an act of submission or courtesy. I like, actually, C.S. Lewis's my very best. He goes, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." And it's really true, because when we get very carried away with doing and obeying God and doing what he has asked us to do, then we forget about being embarrassed about going to do something or self-questioning ourselves about whether he's really was that God? Do I need to go do it? The point is, he's clear that he wants us to realize that he alone is our source of achievement, blessing, and success. Humility is just a realization that any and everything we do and have, and the opportunities that come, are not of our own creation, but through the greater one who wants to work through us and use us to be a blessing to other people. So, really, we must get into the perspective that God of heaven is the architect, the master planner of who we are, the sum essence of our being. It would be the height of arrogance for us to believe that we can achieve lasting wealth and success without his presence and input. And as we heard many years ago, my husband shared it with me, I think, was when it would be foolishness if the donkey that Jesus was riding on when he went into Jerusalem would say, "Look at me and how important I am." So we were created by God's hands. We were programmed for relationship with him, but we're just creatures of free will, and thus we can and could choose a different lifestyle if we wanted to. It's interesting to note that the same Hebrew word for humility is also used in Proverbs 15:33. "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." The Message Bible translation of that same scripture, Proverbs 15:33, says this way: "First you learn humility, then you experience glory." And there's so much truth to that. The key to success in life is understanding who we are, and more importantly, who we are in Him. For instance, we must recognize that we are His stewards on the earth, that we own nothing, but we get to manage everything that belongs to Him. And we could give you a dozen or more scriptures to prove that last statement, but in the interest of time, we'll just give you Deuteronomy 10:14. Deuteronomy 10:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heavens belong to the Lord your God, the earth also, with all that is in it and on it. That's the truth. The scripture even tells us in Acts 20, verse 19, where humility begins, serving the Lord with all humility of mind.
Your humility can be stolen from you. Colossians 2:18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility. Grace, the unmerited favor of God, is available to those who dress their minds with humility. 1 Peter 5:5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble.
That's a very important scripture.
Yes, it is. Humility will give you a choice between disgrace and wisdom. You would think that particular choice would be easy for most people, but sometimes it's not. Proverbs 11:2, New Living Translation. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Thinking that you're it, the ultimate success, win purely, poorly, but humility will bring you honor. Proverbs 29:23, New Living Translation. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. As we were meditating on this teaching, the Lord brought to our remembrance that song years ago of Mac Davis, which said, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble." First verse says, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in nearly every way." Cute song, funny lyrics, but very deceptive and scripturally inaccurate. James 3:13, New Living Translation. If you're wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living in an honorable life, doing good works with humility, it comes from wisdom. The scripture in Philippians 2:2-4, New Living Translation, offers specific ingredients for humility when it says, don't be selfish, don't try to impress others, be humble, and think of yourselves
be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself.
That's true, thank you. You didn't have it right.
Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too.
Here's another C.S. Lewis for you.
No, right? That's the same C.S. Lewis.
Oh, okay.
I just jumped the gun. But he is the author of Mere Christianity, and he says in part of Mere Christianity, as long as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you're looking down, you cannot see something that is above you.
Wow.
Very good quote. That's the quote. Anyway, truthfully, we didn't intend to spend this much time writing about humility, but we're just trying to follow the lead through the scripture, and the Lord obviously, well, he has his own ideas. We like to follow him. But let's get back to Proverbs 22:4. 22:4, it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord, meaning reverencing him, are riches and honor and life. Strong's Concordance, the word fear means reverence and respect, because it's H3374. There might be another fear in the Strong's Concordance, but this one means reverence and respect. Psalm 111, verse 10, Classic Amplified. The reverent fear and worship of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and skill, the preceding and the first essential, the prerequisite, and the alphabet, a good understanding, wisdom, and meaning have all those who do the will of the Lord. Their praise of him endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first step to the good life, filled with success and his message, is a reverent fear of the Lord. The Message Bible translation of Psalm 111:10 puts into a perspective. He's so personal and holy, worthy of our respect. The good life begins in the fear of God. Do that, and you'll know the blessing of God. His hallelujah lasts forever. We want you to know the blessings of God. But more than that, we want you to know him. Contemporary English version of Proverbs 22:4 says, respect and serve the Lord. Your reward will be wealth, a long life, and honor. So the scripture is very clear. We live our lives in humility, fearing the Lord, then he will give us wealth, riches, a long life, and honor. If you look up wealth, riches, a long life, and honor, Strong's Concordance, the words all mean exactly what you think they would mean. Riches, H6239, means wealth, riches. Honor, H3519 means glory, honor, glorious, abundance, riches. Long life, H2416 means living, alive, active. God says what he means in his word. There's no equivocation. There are no footnotes in small print. If we want wealth, riches, a long life, honor in our lives, then he tells us to ensure, and guarantee the manifestation. Live in humility, fear him, and you'll have riches, honor, and a life worth living. Mm. Now that's something to think about.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is on the wonderful Wednesday.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right.
All right.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.